Hello. This is the chap who normally comes on at the start of these podcasts, this time affecting a simply dreadful British accent, for if I don't miss my guess, you're listening to this as part of The Rack, the Icebox Radio Theatre's new podcast of fantasy and science fiction. And nothing says fantasy quite so much as an American actor attempting to sound like something he's not. Now, we love all of our listeners, of course, but we especially love those who have stepped through the velvet ropes to become a listening supporter. Castles and spaceships are quite inexpensive to render here in the world of audio, but petrol money for actors as well as new microphones and equipment are somewhat less so. So we continue to depend on you, the wonderful listener, to help us continue to bring these stories to the world. Simply go to our website, that's iceboxradio.org, and look for the word support across the top of the page there. On that page, you can learn all about our Patreon, you can learn about our membership program, or even just how to drop a fiver in the post. We're not picky. We just appreciate whatever kind attention you and your checkbook may be able to offer us. And now, since brevity be the soul of wit, I yield for this evening's presentation. You are driving in a dark forest, the pine boughs heavy with snow. At the end of a long dirt track road, you arrive at your destination. It's a small, weather-beaten motel called Toujours Joli. It's not much to look at, really. Just a single weather-beaten shack surrounded by a half-dozen equally run-down cabins. Out back, there's a dingy fishing dock right next to the spaceport. And a few picnic tables for cleaning fish, conveniently placed right next to the time portal. So it's easy to dispose of the chum. Come up to the office now. Let the bear in the tuxedo take your bags. Ask the time-traveling Viking at the concierge desk if you have any questions, and then step up to the main desk to meet the owner, Old Pierre.
Hello, and welcome to Toujours Joli Motel. Looking for something to do? We have all kinds of tourist information right over here. I invite you to select a brochure from The Rack.
Civilized man did after becoming civilized was to create borders, rivers, mountain ranges, or even lines in the sand. These are the things that help us define our world. But just how fixed are these immovable objects of property? How constant is the world of bridges and customs stations, city limits, and state lines? We are in the office of Peter Linus, insurance agent. He has lived his whole life in a border town. His views of the border will become obvious shortly. But today, Peter Linus will face a choice. Either change his mind about the way things are or suffer the consequences. The Icebox Radio Theater presents, Have You Anything to Declare?
Peter Linus's office, can I help you?
Barb!
Just a minute, please.
Remember,
what is it?
Remember, it's Office of Peter Linus Insurance.
It's also 4:55 on a Friday, Pete. Give me a break. Can I help you? No, we ain't taking any more calls today. What do you mean? Have you seen the time? Nervous some people.
Who was that?
Nobody. Wrong number. I'm going to take off, Pete.
It's not 5 yet.
Oh, come on, boss. It's Friday.
I have a calendar, but you have 6 minutes and a stack of files to go through. You could easily go through those in...
Judy called earlier.
Judy?
Your wife?
I know she's my wife.
That's good. The centerpiece.
What?
She wants you to pick up the centerpiece from the florist for the party tonight. This is the big housewarming, right?
That's right. You should see this place, Barb.
Well, I would, but I wasn't invited.
100-year-old Victorian. Last owner restored it beautifully.
Uh-huh.
Flowers?
That's what she said, boss.
Why does she need so many flowers?
Hey, can I ask you something?
Hmm.
Well, buying this place in Canada, working over here in the U.S., isn't that going to create problems?
What do you mean?
Well, you're an American citizen, Pete. Don't you need to get your residency card or something to live over there?
Oh, there's probably something, but we've got plenty of time for that. Besides, Judy's a Canadian citizen. That practically guarantees me a green card or whatever.
But don't you need to get one of those...
Barb, don't worry about it. It's just Canada. I mean, it's not like it's a real country.
Flowers, boss.
Right. Hey, it's after 5. I gotta get going.
Right.
Come on. Don't have all day. Finally.
Good evening. Where do you live?
Yeah. Look, could we speed this along? I'm late for a party.
Okay. And you live where?
I live here. I mean, I'm going to live here. I mean, my wife and I just bought a place on Colonization Road, and the housewarming party is tonight. Could I just pass, please? I'm already late.
And you're a citizen of what country?
I'm an American, obviously. I just live here with my wife, who is a Canadian.
Okay. Can I see some ID, please?
We didn't used to have to show ID.
Well, times change.
Yes and no. Still plenty of bureaucrats throwing their weight around.
Sir, if I could just see some form of...
I'm getting it.
Well?
I remember. I left my wallet on the counter of the flower shop.
The flower shop?
Yes, I remember. I'll get it on Monday.
Sir?
Yes?
I need to see your ID to let you through.
I just told you, it's at the flower shop.
Could you go and get it, please?
They're closed. The girl turned the sign over as I walked out the door.
Well, could you at least go back and try, sir? I really shouldn't let you through without seeing something.
I don't believe this. What are you guys guarding, Fort Knox?
Sir, I need to see ID.
I just want to go to my new house.
I understand that, but your new house is across the international boundary.
Oh, like that means anything.
Excuse me?
Look, little girl, it's one thing to keep people out of the U.S. We have a little terrorist problem you maybe heard about. But why are you making such a big deal about keeping people out of Canada? I mean, who wants to even come to this country except Americans looking for strong beer? Oh, now, don't get huffy.
I'm going to ask you to turn this car around.
Come on, it was just a joke.
Please, pull through the overhang, make a left turn, and go across the bridge. That will take you directly back into the United States, where I'm sure you can find a way to get some legal ID.
You're really going to do this, aren't you?
Please, just go.
I don't believe how seriously you people are taking this. Listen to yourself.
Sir.
It's only Canada.
Sir, visiting this country is a privilege, which I am happy now to deny you. I will call border enforcement if I have to. Good day.
But I'm an American citizen.
Oh, obviously.
Unbelievable.
Roll up there, please. Hi, Uncle Pete.
Bobby.
What's wrong?
your counterparts over there. The people Canadian Customs hires now, do you know what they did? To me, who's lived in this town his whole life?
What was the purpose of your visit to Canada, Uncle Pete?
Refused me.
What?
Turned me back, right at the border. Like I was smuggling or something.
Just now, you mean?
Yes, they turned me back.
Why?
That's the stupid thing. I left my wallet down at the flower shop and...
You don't have your wallet with you?
I just told you.
You have no form of ID on you?
Bobby, don't you start. You've known me your whole life.
Boy, you're lucky I do know you. Do you have any idea how much trouble you can get into trying to cross without papers?
What is this? Checkpoint, Charlie.
Times have changed, Uncle Pete. It's not the same border it was.
Look, I understand you guys have your job to do, but I just don't see where the Canadians get off treating me this way.
We all have to do our jobs.
You're taking their side? This is some kind of professional courtesy thing, isn't it?
You should always have your ID.
I told you, I forgot it at the flower shop.
Look, Uncle Pete, I'm really sorry, but it's regulations. I have to check ID on everyone that comes through here, whether I know them or not.
Why do we even have this border anymore? Just gets in the way.
What are you going to do about your ID?
What choice do I have? Judy's over at the new house now, probably getting ready to call and rip me a new one for being late.
Well, don't waste any more time, over. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's her. I gotta take this.
Wait a minute. You have to... Great. Do I arrest him now or what?
Flower shop closed. I told them it was closed. Don't know what the big deal is all about. Can't just go to my own house. No. I have to show ID. What?
Uncle Pete.
Bobby, what do you think you're doing?
Did you find that ID, Uncle Pete?
You stepped right in front of my car.
Uncle Pete, we have a situation here. Now, did you find that ID?
No. The flower shop's closed, just like I told that girl it would be.
Uncle Pete, you gotta pull over here and park.
What?
You took off out of here before I could clear you. We need you to come inside and settle down.
No way. Judy just called. Gave me 5 minutes of what a lousy person I am because I'm not at her stupid party. And then warned me that if I wasn't there in 15 minutes, I shouldn't come at all.
Uncle Pete, you gotta come inside.
You can't stop me, Bobby. I'm not coming into the U.S. I'm leaving it.
Uncle Pete...
I don't have time for this crossing guard crap. I don't believe this. Whole world's going straight down the tubes, and it's people like that. What? Oh, no. Bobby's following me in a Jeep. Doesn't anyone have a sense of humor anymore? Judy, why did you need a centerpiece anyway? Okay. What can they do to me if I just drive right through? Find me? Deport me? Nah, they'd never do a thing like that. This is crazy. I got a right to go to my own house. Look, they don't even have gates at the drive-thrus. There's one that's not open. I'm going to drive right through. Border. Here's what I think of you, border, you pompous jerks. You hear that? I'm going to drive right through, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Senor, you're going to get hurt driving like that.
What? Where am I?
Oh, you hear that?
Si, you had a good time, senor.
The gringos, they always have a good time in Juarez. The draft dodgers especially.
Who are you people?
Hey, that's right. Why you not know war, compadre?
War? What war?
The war. You know, the Nazis, the Japanese, these gringos. They remember the Alamo forever, but they forget Pearl Harbor in 2 years.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't cover it in Americano papers?
What's going on? Isn't this the border?
See, of course.
Then what are you talking about? What war?
I know some come to Juarez to forget, but I think he overdoes it, Miguel.
Are you talking about World War II? That was 50 years ago.
Oh, I think I get it.
Si, Roberto.
El Gringo here. He pretends to be local for the army, so they don't want him.
Oh, very smart.
This is stupid. This is what, a joke?
You calling us jokers, Gringo?
No, it's just World War II is over. This is 2006. I mean, look at my car. Have you ever seen a car like this before?
Oh, he's nice. Yeah. How you afford a car like this? You own factory or something?
I sell insurance.
Oh, a lot of money in insurance.
Gee. Yeah.
Look, guys, I don't know what the joke is supposed to be, but I'm late for a party, so I'll just...
I'm tired of this. Rich Americano, not in the army, acting crazy. You agree, Miguel?
Yes, public nuisance.
Yeah, get out of the car, senor.
What are you doing?
We got a nice cell over here. You're going to sleep it off now, okay?
Look, you can't do this to me. I'm an American citizen.
You got papers?
I left it someplace.
Oh, that's too bad. Get out of the car.
You don't understand.
You get out of the car, gringo.
You don't understand.
I understand. I understand, gringo. My cousin from El Paso, he died in Europe last month fighting for U.S. Army. And I don't want to hear any more about your crazy excuses, draft dodger.
Out. Before Miguel gets mad.
No. No!
Hey!
Just drive. Just keep driving. Oh, my head. What? Nothing. They're gone. Great. No wonder my head hurts. I plowed into a tree. Where am I? Well, I'm not in Mexico. They don't have this much snow in Mexico. What happened to me? Food poisoning? No, that wouldn't do this. It's just stress. That's all. It's this move. No signal. Of course no signal. You pay through the nose month after month. Oh, forget it. Where am I? Is this out toward Pelin? I don't even recognize it. I wonder if I can get anything on the radio.
There's a golden oldie. That's the sound of freedom. Benny Goodman with Let's Dance. You're listening to Radio Free Europe.
What?
Time now for news headlines on this, the 15th day of October, 1955.
What?
Well, the Soviet Union has officially announced that the war with Germany is over. Conclusion the rest of us came to 10 years ago. Nice going, Boris. Next, you'll announce that you invented the telephone, care of Alexander Graham Belsky. In sports, the Subway Series continues tonight as the Yanks and Brooklyn are deadlocked at 3 games each. Could this finally be the year for them?
Okay, Pete. Time to get a grip. This fence. Where have I seen a fence like this before? It almost looks... Need a stick.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, isn't that something? An electric fence, barbed wire on the top, stretching as far as the eye can see. 1955? This would be the Cold War, right? Well, that settles it. I'm crazy. Oh, good. Guards. Coming this way. Yelling in Russian. Shooting at me in Russian. I don't think I need to see any more. Whoa! Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Please start. Please. Yes. Gotta get away. Gotta get back. It's some kind of... I don't know what it is, but I just have to get back home.
Uncle Pete?
Quick, Bubby. Where am I?
You're at the customs station. They turned you around back there, didn't they? I tell ya, you have about the worst attitude about this thing.
Are there any bullet holes in my car?
What? Bullet holes. Uncle Pete, you don't look so good. Why don't you pull out under the canopy and we can talk?
Okay.
More coffee?
No, I'm fine.
So you say you just need a little rest.
That's right. I just need to settle my nerves. Thanks for letting me use the office, Bobby.
Huh, believe it or not, customs was here to serve. But getting back to that crack about bullet holes.
I told you, it was a joke.
You didn't look like you were joking.
Bobby, you know me. Everything's a joke. I never have known when to quit joking. I got kicked out of my own grandmother's funeral. I ever told you about that?
No.
6 years old. But it was hilarious!
If you don't mind my saying, you look like death warmed over. You've been back and forth across all day, causing trouble on both sides. The Canadians did call, by the way. They want us to cut you off next time.
Bobby, this is important. Did they tell you what I did?
What do you mean?
Did they specifically say what it was that I was doing at their crossing? I mean, did I just drive through or what?
They said you crossed without permission, yes.
And what did I do after that?
Maybe you need something stronger than coffee.
Bobby.
Then again, maybe you've already had it. What do you mean? Don't you know what you did when you crossed the border?
Of course. I drove across, and then I drove back here. But I just wanted to know what they thought I did.
They thought you caused a public nuisance and should be denied entrance into Canada.
Yeah. But did they say anything about my car disappearing in a flash of light?
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. We're just going to sit here for a while, Uncle Pete.
Bobby, I'm seeing things.
Yeah, I believe that.
First, I try to cross the border, and suddenly it's 1943. And I'm not at our border. I'm crossing the Mexican one. And there's these two scary-looking guards with guns calling me a draft dodger.
Uh-huh.
And then I try to run back here, and suddenly it's 1955, and I'm in Russia or someplace. Commies with machine guns shooting at me.
That's why I asked about bullet holes?
That's why I asked about bullet holes, right. So you see, that's why I've been acting so weird. I keep trying to cross the border, and I keep crossing into someplace else.
Wait here, okay? Uncle Pete, this is Cindy.
Hello, Pete. Bob's told me all about you.
Hi. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just checking your pupils, looking at your forearms.
What for?
Cindy's also an EMT with the fire department.
I think he's clean.
Nothing.
Nothing I can see right off. He's not drunk, and there are no needle marks. They'll be able to tell more at the hospital.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What are you guys thinking?
It's okay, Mr. Linus. We're going to get you to the hospital now.
You think I've been using drugs? That's crazy. I don't use drugs. I've just been time traveling.
Yikes.
Should we cuff him?
I don't know.
Guys, please. You know what? I was kidding. That's right. Big joke. That's all. Ha ha. Hey!
Uncle Pete, it's for your own good.
What are you doing?
We're going to get you some help now, Mr. Linus.
No, come on. It was a joke.
Get his other arm.
I gotta go home. My wife's gonna kill me.
When we tell her what happened, I'm sure she'll understand.
You gonna put me in the nut house, Bobby?
We're gonna make sure you get some help before you time travel someplace else.
Wait.
What is it?
I just thought of something.
What?
This! Oh.
Hey!
Gotta run. Bye.
Stop or I'll shoot!
Wait.
Bobby's getting away!
I'll go after him. Just don't shoot him. He's a harmless nut.
He didn't look very harmless. His car!
You got the keys from him, right? Great.
It's a police state. That's what it is. Lock me up? You can't do that. I'm an American citizen. Okay, maybe I should be locked up, but that's not the point. I've got the right to go to my home and see my beautiful wife who's not speaking to me. It's my right! You hear that, Canadian Customs? It's my right!
Hey!
I did it. I made it across the border. You can't stop me. You hear that? No one can stop me from... No, this isn't right.
This is Captain of the Starship Enterprise contacting unknown vehicle. Identify yourself, please.
No, I don't understand, no.
Repeat, this is Starship Captain. Please identify yourself.
Hello?
Captain, I'm sensing great stress.
Thank you, Counselor, but we'll take it from here. Mr. Stock, I need an ID on that vehicle. Now.
Complete now, Captain. It's a 21st century Earth transportation device. Strictly non-space going.
What's it called?
A Honda Civic, Captain.
Stock! What's a 400-year-old car doing floating out there in the Romulan neutral zone?
Insufficient data, Captain. There is no logical reason for this car to be trying to cross this border at this time.
You there, Honda Civic.
Yes?
Do you have any identification?
No!
Captain, the Civic is being sucked into that black hole.
Ah, well, lunch?
Have you anything to declare?
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 Sir? Sir, could you open up, please?
Hmm?
Your window, please.
Oh, right. Right.
Where do you live?
Here. I just bought a place.
Oh, good for you. Address?
1320 Colonization Road.
Oh, that's a nice neighborhood. I noticed you have U.S. license plates. Are you a Canadian citizen? Sir?
Excuse me. Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry I don't, but I'm pretty new at this station.
But
Sir?
I went through earlier today. You don't remember me?
I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay, can I see some ID, please?
I don't have any.
Well, what's that there?
What do you mean?
There, in that flower basket next to you.
It's my wallet. I didn't even know it was there.
Funny how that kind of thing happens. Are those natural flowers, by the way?
Yes.
Are they in a pot, or are they just cut?
I think, yeah. They're in a little planner. I don't think my wife even thought about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to confiscate them. But, you know, there's a flower shop on Scott Street that's open till 8. You could pick something up there. Sir?
Thank you.
Sure. Here's your ID back.
No, I mean, thank you. I've lived on the border my whole life, and I know things have been kind of strange since 9/11 and everything, and I know people don't say it enough. I live in Canada and work in the U.S., and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Are you feeling all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I've just traveled a long way today.
Okay, then. Well, have a good stay and welcome home.
Thanks. Oh, the game's just starting. Our home and native
land. Peter Linus has lived on the border his whole life. But today, for the first time, he understands what it means to be a citizen of something bigger than himself. True North, strong and free. This has been a presentation of Icebox Radio Theater. Oh, Canada, have you anything to declare? Stand on guard for written thee. And directed God by Mr. Jeffrey Adams.
Your players this evening included Jeffrey Adams as the space captain and Roberto.
Gene G as Miguel.
Becky Aiken as Barb and Cindy.
Ayla Nordrum as the Canadian crossing guard and Counselor Troy.
Farian Irwin as Bob.
Neil Smith as your narrator, Mr. Spock, and a noisy person.
Russ Crothers is Pete Linus.
Ladies and gentlemen, our musical director, Mrs. Jessie Lorien. Sound engineer and recorded sound effects, Mrs. Diane Adams. Lead SFX, Dave Irwin. Our sound effects technicians, Rachel Adams, Becky Aiken, and many others.
Where do we go? That was fine.
Your host, King
It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over 3 decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.